The driver of a car which crashed on the Bells Line of Road in August of 2015, killing three passengers, has just been sentenced to 4.5 years in jail. The day after a Blue Mountains music festival, 19-year-old Ben Sawyer, 17-year-old Lachlan Burley, 21-year-old Luke Shanahan, they hopped into a car driven by their mate Jordan Brown. Brown had high levels of ecstasy in his system, and during the drive, he nodded off. He crashed into another vehicle. His three friends were in the back. They lost their lives. The 84-year-old driver of the other vehicle suffered serious injuries. And just minutes ago, sitting in the New South Wales Supreme Court this afternoon, Brown was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. This afternoon, we will hope to talk to Georgina Sawyer, who is the mother of Ben Sawyer, who lost his life in that awful accident. But right now, Gil Taylor, 2GB's court reporter, has just ducked out from court. Gil, tell me the reaction when the 4.5 year prison sentence was handed down.
Well, Ben, which isn't always the case, you could have heard a pin drop. There wasn't a lot of reaction inside court, but quite a bit outside. A couple of the relatives of the boys that have died have said it's really only just a year, more than a year, for each of the deaths. It's not good enough. Judge Jeffrey McLennan was clear. He said of Jordan Brown, he killed three friends and reduced an active 84-year-old woman to be a bedridden stroke victim. This is yet another tragic case of an otherwise fine young man acting irresponsibly by taking drugs at a dance party and driving. And he said no sentence, of course, can bring back the boys who were lost. But he spoke of how irresponsible Jordan Brown was that day and the fact that he did lie about when he took the ecstasy as well. He said he didn't take it 36 hours, or took it 36 hours before, when in fact it was the morning that he got in a car and drove for nearly 2 hours before this accident, endangering the lives, obviously, of his passengers and others.
Well, I got a note from the mother of Ben Sawyer, Georgina Sawyer, some time ago. She said, "My son Ben was killed in the back seat, 19 years of age. I want to know how this kid got full legal aid when he was full of drugs. His level was 3.4, according to the state's toxicologist. I'll not be happy with the sentence because we've been told to prepare for a light sentence." And based on what you're telling me, that's been the reaction from those families in court today.
It has been, Ben, and the particular breakdown of per person saying that it's just over a year for each, that isn't good enough, and other comments along the lines of, "My son never would have got in that car that day had he have known." And we can only infer from that, which is this has just happened seconds ago, the family member speaking, that had he have known that his friend was full of so many drugs that day. So it really is a tragedy, Ben. There's no winners here. And it's, the judge put it well when he did say it's just another case of this happening, and it just keeps happening.
And they're so young, 17-year-old Lachlan, 19-year-old Ben and 21-year-old Luke. Thank you so much for your time, Gil. We'll hope to speak to Georgina Sawyer, the mother of Ben Sawyer, a little later on, but she's probably gathering her thoughts after that sentence was just handed down.